Shin Ayin Vav Sif Gimel. Shin Ayin Vav Sif Gimel. Shtei Chatzeros Ubneiem Shlesha Cho Ravos. Now the theme for the remainder of Shin Ayin Vav and Shin Ayin Zayin is a very simple theme, is that the rules are of Eruvei Chatzeros are relaxed when it comes to a situation where the only way you are using a reshus which is shared by a group of people is done in an unusual way, by throwing or releasing something through a window with a rope. In other words, this that we are so familiar for the last number of simon, for the last learning all this time, that you're not allowed to go from a reshus that's unique to one for one person and carry into a reshus that's shared by a group of people, is only where you carry in a normal way. You pick something up in your house and you hold it in your hand and you walk into the courtyard. You're not allowed to do that, because even though the courtyard has four walls and there's no issue min atayr going from a reshus lecha to a reshus harabim, but you're not allowed to take from a reshus that's designated for an individual and bring it to a reshus that's shared by a group of people, because it resembles carrying in the reshus rab. But that's only where you're carrying in a normal way by holding something in your hand and walking into a reshus harabim. But when you're carrying in a way that's unusual, then those restrictions are lifted. So here's an example. Let me describe this outside, and we'll run through it very quickly. Okay, there's a whole question of the picture. The picture over here are not very clear. So let me just show you the picture. I'll make a little picture here, make it a little easier. We have three courtyards. Now there are three structures. I'll put the green in the middle. Okay, and both sides the bias. The white, I don't have anything for the white, but there's a bias over here, and there is a bias over here. Bias over here. In between the two bottom, we're calling courtyards. Okay, here's a courtyard over here. The white table is the courtyard, and there's another courtyard over here. This courtyard is designated for one group of people. They have made among themselves the Ruvi Chatzeros. And this courtyard has been designated for a different group of people. They have made among themselves their own Ruvi Chatzeros. In between courtyard A and courtyard B, there are three structures. These are called harvos, ruins. These used to be nice, beautiful palaces, but they've been abandoned and the walls have collapsed. And no one here lives. They are so dilapidated is that the wall in between. Now these three ruins, buildings, were once upon a time separated by walls. There was a wall separating Chorva 1 from Chorva 2, and there was a wall separating Chorva 2 from Chorva 3. The wall between A and B and C has collapsed, and there is a breach of more than 10 amos. Now we are very familiar that anytime there is a breach of more than 10 amos, that's as if it's one big open area. So as far as we are concerned, we have over here one large open area, because the breach between each one of these buildings is larger than 10 amos. Okay, now on the left we have a courtyard, and over here we have a courtyard. These two courtyards have not joined together in an Eruvei Chatzeros to share the center area. They have not joined in an Eruvei Chatzeros to share the center area. There is no question whatsoever. No one here is allowed to take an object in their hand and walk from their courtyard into the adjacent churva, because this adjacent churva, even though it's enclosed by four walls, doesn't have walls in between, halachic walls in between. So it's one big reshus that basically is shared by two courtyards. This courtyard has access to it, and this court has access to it. And it's one big open area. The walls have collapsed. They're not allowed to pick up an object, walk inside, and carry. That's simple. But that's not what they're planning on doing. There is no door that leads from this courtyard into this adjacent courtyard. There is no door that leads from this courtyard into this adjacent area. How then do they use it? There is a window. And people throw their garbage, like a garbage dump. people throw their garbage from the courtyard into the churva. Eventually, the sanitation comes and cleans it out. It's a garbage dump. That's what it is. That's what garbage is deposited for a significant period of time until it's removed. So now the question is this courtyard allowed to throw the garbage from their window into this area? And is this courtyard allowed to throw their garbage from their courtyard into the area? So you would say, based upon the rules that we've learned all along, no, because this is one big courtyard. There is no wall separating this churva from this churva. At least not a halachic wall. So it's all one big rishus. They share. They both have rights. They did not join Meiru v'chatzeres. They're not allowed to. Along comes the mechaber and tells us the leniency, being that they're not carrying in a normal way. By picking up an object in their hand and walking into another rishus and putting it down, the only way they are transferring is by an unusual way, by throwing something through a window. In this situation, we are lenient, and we allow courtyard A to throw their garbage from their courtyard into courtyard number one, and we allow the people of courtyard number two to throw their garbage from their courtyard into courtyard number three, but we don't allow them to throw it with force that it should land in the center churva. Because churva number to the left is closed. It's nichle, like we learned last week. It's convenient for use of the people on the left. The courtyard on the right is convenient, and the churva on the right is convenient for the courtyard on the right. So when it's convenient for someone, we give it to them. We give them exclusive rights. You'll get this courtyard to the exclusion of the other. You'll get this churva to the exclusion of the other courtyard, and likewise, this one on this side will get the churva to the exclusion of the residents of the courtyard on the other side. But in the center, the ease of use is the same. It's just as convenient or inconvenient for the residents of courtyard on the left and the rest of the courtyard on the right to throw all the way into the center, so no one is allowed to throw their garbage from their home all the way into the center. Okay, that's the first. Now, the other halacha is, let's discuss a case like this. There are three churvas, but the way the churvas are configured is in this pattern. One next to the other, and one churva behind the other. And on both sides, we have courtyards. So here, it's convenient for the courtyard on the left to use this churva, and it's convenient for the courtyard on the right to use this churva. But as far as the churva that is above, it's equal. The convenience level for both courtyards is exactly the same because they both have exactly the same access. So therefore, in that situation, no one is allowed to use this churva. That's the whole thing. Let's see it inside very quickly. Gimel, page 490. Shtei chatzeros, two courtyards. Ubeneyam shloisha choravos. So you get a little bit of an idea. You look at the picture on number 19 on the left side. On the left side, you see there you have two courtyards. And then you have, it's not so clear, this picture. You have to really look at it very, very well to see what they're doing. And then you see there are three different choravos in between them. And the people in the courtyards want to throw their garbage into that churva through the window. Kolechot, each one of them is mutter, ve'osa she'etzla l'shtamesh bo derech chaloinois al yideiz, being that it's an unusual way to make use of the rishos. But vohem tzois, and the middle, I mean, vohem tzois, I take that back, is muteris l'shneem. The middle one is mutter for both. In other words, they can throw at a distance to the center. Okay, where it's three, the three are configured in this fashion. The mtsoyis is mut. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The mtsoyis is muteres l'shneim. Mishnah Berurah chaf sifkat m'chaf muteres l'shneim. Why? Goes on to the next page. Kevan shi rechoyka mishnehen. Since the mtsoyis is at a distance from both of them. Ve'em l'shneim bo tashmish ki im al yidei zrika ba'avir derech hecharavos hasmuchos. So they have to throw a great distance between the two adjacent charavos to get to the center. Einam oishem ze al ze. That is a leniency that we apply in this situation here. So we're just trying to show different leniencies in the rules of chatzeros. The only time that we are strict by eruv chatzeros is only when we are actually carrying. You're carrying in a normal way, but being in this situation, the way you are transporting is through throwing, and throwing is not a usual means of transportation. That's why we are going to be lenient. We don't take into consideration the fact that there's a bridge between each chorva more than 10 amos, and even the center chorva, which is jointly shared by both, will allow both them to use because you're gaining access to that area through a very great leap that has to pass through the two chorvas on both sides. Okay, let's go further in the Mechaber. Back to the previous page. Let's say all three chorvas are right near the bottom. In other words, shahaisa ha'emtsoyis k'neged hashtayim k'shloisha roshe kankan. I don't exactly know what it means, kishloisha roshe kankan, like a tripod, like three tips of a container, but from the way the Mishneh Berurah explains it, and the way it's shown here on the bottom picture on the page itself, and then the picture on the right, number 22, it means the configuration I have shown you, where you have three courtyards, three chorvas, two are back-to-back, and one is above, like this. One is above, and on the left and the right you have two courtyards. So then the rule is going to be kolecha muti b'chov ha'shoet. So each courtyard is allowed to deposit objects in the courtyard that is right opposite, right open the window. The hashlishis, but the third one over here in this position, hakroiva, that is close l'shtei ha'chatzeros, asura l'shteihen, because here it's a tashmish that's equally easy. Not like the previous case where the only way they can get to it is by throwing at a great distance. When the only way they can get there is by throwing at a great distance, then we're going to be going to say they're both allowed to do so. But when the only way they can get there is by throwing is just outside the window, we have the chorva, then we're not going to be so generous. Let's see the Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah chaf beis asura l'shteihen l'fi sheyesh l'shteihen tashmish noyach. It's an easy, simple use. They just have to lower it with the rope out of the window from the courtyard into that third courtyard that is above these two courtyards. And the name of the oishim zen al zen. The afalgav the shtayim asmuchos putzos lemtsoi ha'iser. And even though the other two which are breached to the third one. Loy achmur abanam the makam she'in loy tash mishkamur she'yehe ostem mishum parts. He's asking a question. Why don't we say that being that this korba over here, which is above, is breached to these two korbas which are right below, and this korba is off limits for this korba, and the korba over to the extreme left has no right in this korba because it's too far away, and being that this is breached into this korba. No, the other way around, so let's go the other way around. This chorva is us. Why is this chorva us, the one that is above? Because it's convenient for both the courtyard on the left and for the courtyard on the right. There's no impediment. All they need to do is to lower something out of the window with a rope. They do not even need to throw. Being that it's convenient. And since it's equally convenient for the one on the left and the one on the right, each one cancels each other out, and this chorva becomes also. So now the question is, if this korva is asur, and this korva is breached to each one of these other two korvos, the prohibition of this should extend the other korvos below on the left and the right. And it's to that the Mishneh Berurah says, that far we do not go. But since over here we're dealing with tashmish, that's not 100% usual, We're not dealing with picking something up and walking into a courtyard. We're dealing over here with throwing something out of a window or loading it with a rope, which is not 100% usual. So even though it's true that there is a slight problem in that the churva on the left, which is exclusively used by the chotzer on the left, is breached into another churva, which is problematic, we're going to overlook that breach and we're going to allow the churva on the left to continue to maintain its permissibility to remove something from the courtyard and deposit it in the churva. Okay, that concludes this halacha. Now we go to one more halacha, which is something we really discussed in detail a long time ago, the laws of a Beis Akisei. Beis Akisei, she'ein shnei batim, v'lo'er v'yachad, v'sho shnei shletes bo v'yatsurim. Now that he used the facilities. So what is the story? What is the situation? We discussed the ancient ways a Beis Akisei bathhouses were constructed. Here we have a courtyard. This courtyard is courtyard A, and this courtyard B. In courtyard A, no one had a Beis Akisei in their home, and one needed to use the Beis Akisei to go to the courtyard. And in the courtyard, there's a little shack.
Outhouse.
And the outhouse is right along the edge of the courtyard. And in the outhouse, the person did what he did his needs, and the way the system was set up was that the waste would fall down, and there was a slope, and the waste would make its way into the center, into an area that was in between this courtyard and this courtyard. So courtyard A has their own outhouse, courtyard B has their own outhouse, and the waste would make its way into an area that is in between A and B, that was jointly owned and shared by both courtyards. Okay, a public waste system. So the Mechaber says the person is not allowed to use this type of outhouse on Shabbos because they did not join together in Reguli Chatzeros. So when this one goes to the Beis Akisei over here, it's true. He at this moment in time, he's in a Rishus that he's about to be in. But the waste will make its way into a Rishus that's shared by another Rishus. And that is prohibited. Unless, of course, they make it in Reguli Chatzeros. Now let's just see inside the basic halacha. Beis Akisei, shebeim shtei batim, v'le'er v'yachat, rishur shneim shilat espo. So the fact, this is the way the Mishmur explains the situation, the way the Mishmur explains it, they both share it, v'asur and it is forbidden. Now what's, the Mishmur does say something very interesting. What happens if they did not make it in Reguli Chatzeros, and you have no alternative? In other words, let's say you find yourself in this situation. Not allowed to use, so what are you going to do? So you have to go to your neighbor. You have to go to another courtyard where they don't have a problem, where everything has been taken care of, and you can use their outhouse. But in this courtyard, the situation where it is, the way it's set up, it's forbidden. But if there's nowhere else to go, then you are allowed to use the Beis Akisei in this situation, because Godol Chavoyed Habuyos. That in this situation, because we have Rachmanis, the person, it's a human dignity. It's a neat matter of human dignity. Chazal built into their prohibition, their takanos, that in this situation it does not apply. So there are room for leniency in the situation of a Beis Akisei of Godol Kavod Habuyos. Now, what's very interesting is, the Chazon Ish says that this halacha is a tzarchim gadol. They would just read it inside Luke 23. The Chazon Ish doesn't understand this halacha. 23 on the right side. The Chazon Ish hiksha shaloi chal shem chifetz al hatzoa, the waste. It's not called an object. Ad sheteitze migufa v'yimkein hoitzoa ein nechsheves kekelim sheshavs b'bayis. So we know the halacha. We learn this ties up a very nice principle. We learn. When is there a prohibition to take from a? When is it? Let's take a step back. Here we have over here two courtyards. Courtyard A, courtyard B. In between, we have a courtyard C. Courtyard C is shared by A and B, but those in courtyard A have made an area of chaseros. Courtyard B have made an area of chaseros, but they have not joined together into one big happy family, so there should not be an issue for courtyard C. So you're not allowed to go from courtyard A to the center to C. What are you not allowed to take from courtyard A to the C? Only objects that have been resting in your home before Shabbos began. But an object that has been resting in the courtyard before Shabbos began, you're allowed. We learned that many times. You are allowed to take from one courtyard to another courtyard, from a roof to a courtyard, a karfif. All of these rishuyos, which are called a rishus hayachid, one is allowed to freely transfer objects from one courtyard to another courtyard, even when you do not make it over chatzis. The only time you're not allowed to transfer from one rishus to another rishus, only when you're taking from an area that is from a bais, that is exclusively used for a single person, a single family, into the courtyard, and then from the courtyard into another courtyard. So over here, the Mechabetz is making the assumption that the waste, the fact that this is called a problem, obviously carries with it the belief, the idea, is that waste is considered an object that has started out in the bayis. It starts out in the bayis, and now it's been brought into the chatzar, and then when it goes to this chatzar, it's going into another chatzar which you have not joined together in an erevei chatzeros. So the Chazon says, I disagree, I don't understand. Waste does not exist until it leaves the body. And when it leaves the body, the first time it came into existence was in a courtyard. And the rule is, you are l'chatchila allowed to transfer an object from one courtyard to another courtyard, even without a erevei chatzeros. Yes?
So how are you allowed to transfer into a public sewage system?
Very good. So I don't know the answer. I really want to look into that. I don't know. I was thinking the same thing. How do all these halachas fit into our the modern day sewage system? Because do we have an area of chatzeros? So okay, you live flopper. She'll tell me yes. We don't make a barrier. We discuss it. And most people, most posts can tell us that even if you don't use an area of flopper, if you do make an erev in your backyard with your neighbor, you don't make a bracha because there's already an erev v'chatzeros. Okay? So that solves the problem. Alright, there's an erev. Maybe that's the answer. Maybe it's as simple as that. Maybe it's as simple as that there's an erev v'chatzeros, and that because all of the waste is enclosed in private areas. None of the waste, it's all in a sewage system and pipes and trenches and ditches. You never saw waste above ground in New York City. What?
Only when it backs up.
The Chazon Ish is more lenient than the Mishnah.
Yes, yes. The Chazon Ish is disagreeing with the Mechaber.
You don't have to come on to cover
altogether. This halacha is with the assumption that waste is already called an object when you're in home. You're in home, in the body there is waste. That is no different than a utensil. Just like you're now allowed to take a utensil from your home into the courtyard, and then go from this courtyard into another courtyard which you have not joined together in the Ruvi Chatzeros, waste is the same thing. Waste is an object, it's a utensil. It's gone from the house into courtyard A, now the courtyard A is the outhouse, and then in the outhouse it's going to find its way into courtyard C, which is shared by which you have not joined the Ruvi Chatzeros. The Chazon Ish says, I don't understand. Waste does not gain an identity of being considered an object that exists in this world until it leaves the body. When did it leave the body? It first left the body in the outhouse. The outhouse was already courtyard A. So if an object was left in courtyard A when Shabbos began, l'chatchila you could take it to courtyard C, even though you have not joined together in the erev chatzeros with them. That those are the laws, so here waste should be no different. Let's go inside. Ha-chazon ish hikshe. Shaloi chal shein chevetz al hatsoya ad sheteitze mehaguf. V'im kein hatsoya ein mechsheves kekelim sheshav subabayis. It's not called itens in the bayis. V'chol sheshav asubayis ein iser lo yitzir lechotze lechotze v'nisha betzorich in gadol. Chazoy nish. To bly with a tzorich in gadol is something significant. Remember, you are Rekiv Eger. Everyone Rekiv Eger. Remember, you should tell us this, you have to be very medactic in Rekiv Eger. Sometimes it leaves Tzarech Ian. Everything in Rekiv Eger is a Tzarech Ian. It always can go. Then sometimes you write Tzarech Ian Ktsas. Sometimes it's Tzarech Ian Gadol. And some of the tzarech in gadol ad me'od. So there are many levels in Rabbi Akiva Eger and how difficult the question is, but it's not so common. We'll find out whether the Chazanish concludes tzarech in gadol on the law of the Mechaber himself. Okay, yeah.
If that weren't the case, how would you be able to come in and out of your house? I mean, how would you be able to come in and out of your house into Rishut HaRabim and this ever? Because if it's a Messias, it's already existing.
So that's a given. That's self-understood that while there's something inside of your body, that's part of your body. That's never an issue. Something is in your body. There's mucus. Even you wear clothing. But you wear clothing. Why is it carrying? I'm wearing many layers of clothing. No, that's derech levush. That's it. All becomes tuffle to your body. Your eyeglasses, your yarmulke, and your somewhere watch, whatever, your socks, and everything is all part of the feather in your hat. It's all part of your clothing. So as long as it's attached to you, but the problem first begins when it is separated.
That's what I'm saying. How could the Mechaber say that it would be an issue of carrying from your house to...
Well, that's what he's saying.
That's what I'm saying.
He's saying that once the waste is separated from your body, we look at the waste as an object while it was in your home. We don't look at the waste as now being a new object that's been first created here on Shabbos in the courtyard. We look at the waste as an object that existed independently, the mafreya, retroactively, when it was in your home. Even though at that point in time it was in your body. Right? At that point in time it was in your body. It was part of you. It wasn't called waste. That's the chiddush of the Mechaber. That when waste is separated, we go backwards in time, and we view it as an independent identity in the bais, which now is making its way into a courtyard which is not shared by two parties. That's what it says. Very chiddush. That's the chiddush of the Mechaber. Okay, now let's can we just give a little hadama for Shinayin Zayin? We're not going to do a little hadama. This goes back the same idea we just discussed now. We're going to discuss something, a tiltal, which is abnormal. A type of, the standard way that we metaltal something is through carrying your hands. But when you transfer an object in an unusual way, Chazal are very lenient, they're generous, they didn't restrict taking something from a rishus that's miuchet for yourself to a rishus that's shared by a group of people. So we're going back to the case of the cesspool. We spent a lot of time on this a while ago. The halacha is that you're not allowed to pour wastewater out into the courtyard on Shabbos unless the courtyard is at least dalet amos by dalet amos. Every person produces a certain amount of waste a day, and that waste, if you have a nice paved courtyard which is 4 amos by 4 amos, which is not very big, 16 square feet, it is assumed that the water will be absorbed within 16 square amos. But if your courtyard is smaller than 16 square amos, you're not allowed to pour the waste into the courtyard because it's inevitable that it's going to pour out into the street. It's 16 square amos, not large enough to contain a certain measure, whatever the measure is, a certain amount of wastewater will not be contained in 16 square amos. It is metal that's going to pour out into the Rishus HaRabim. And there's technically nothing wrong. If you have water, we're dealing here even in the Rishus HaRabim D'Araisa. Okay, we're not dealing over here, this is serious stuff. You're in the courtyard. The courtyard is a Rishus Yachad D'Araisa. Outside the courtyard, let's assume we have a Rishus HaRabim D'Araisa. When you pour the water onto the floor of the courtyard and it spills and it continues to flow into the Rishus HaRabim, it's going from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim. Have you done anything wrong? No. Why not? Because where did you pour the water? You poured the water in a Rishus HaYachid. And from there, it made its way out, continued to flow, it made its way out into the Rishus HaRabim. But it was done indirectly. It was not done through your deliberate actions. However, Chazal said, don't do it. Because if we're going to allow you to pour water into the Rosh Hashanah Yachid and it's going to flow out into the Rosh Hashanah Rabin, we are concerned that you will deliberately take the bucket of water and go out into the Rosh Hashanah Rabin and pour it there. Why not? Because in your, you don't want to muddy your Rosh Hashanah Yachid. If you're going to pour a lot of water in your Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's very, very small. It's going to flow out into the Rosh Hashanah. Before it flows out into the Rosh Hashanah Rabin, it's going to make your courtyard muddy, thick mud. And it's not pleasant. And you're not going to like that. That's why you're going to very much want that time, you're going to go out into the street, pour out into the street. Okay, that is the halacha we learned a while ago, the laws of a cesspool, the laws of pouring water into the courtyard. Here we're going to learn about a situation where you have multiple courtyards that are pouring out their wastewater, and the wastewater is going to go into a joint area. So in addition to the problem, when are you allowed to pour your wastewater into such an area? When are you not allowed to pour your wastewater? When must we be concerned for the fact that you have not joined together in Meruvi Chatzeros? And that we will discuss Amir Tashem tomorrow. Let's stop here.